Earlier in the week, we brought you the alarming story of a former boys' home in Tamworth, where some of Australia's most notorious killers and criminals were sent when they were teenagers. An ABC investigation confirmed that 35 violent deaths have been linked to men who went through Tamworth's gates, including murders committed by Neddy Smith, Kevin Crump and James Finch. Now, lawyers say former inmates may be able to pursue legal action for false imprisonment because the institution may have been illegally constituted. Here's Jeff Thompson.
Since the stories on the institution for boys Tamworth went to air, the ABC has been contacted by several former inmates supporting the allegations of mistreatment. Basil Kane says he almost died from starvation when he was at the institution in 1965, and 4 years later, he was still so bitterly vengeful that he and another former inmate got together to kill a Tamworth guard.
We were going up there to Tamworth and we were going to kill him. The car broke down and it went by and by. Fortunately, we came to our senses, but that was the effect it had on me, and it's the fact that you were starved for food, constantly starved. Today, I can't stand to see food wasted.
The Public Interest Advocacy Centre has looked at the legislation and proclamations which created the institution for boys Tamworth and concluded that former inmates may have legal recourse because they were arguably falsely imprisoned. This is because the 1939 Child Welfare Act empowered the government to establish only schools or shelters. In Tamworth, however, they created something called simply an institution, and this may have been beyond what the law allowed. Edward Santo is PEAC's Chief Executive Officer.
The New South Wales government said that they were relying on the Child Welfare Act to establish the Tamworth Institution and then to subject the boys who were held there to very strict discipline indeed. Now, if it turns out that in fact the institution was established beyond the government's power, then that opens the door, at least potentially, to former inmates suing the government. False imprisonment would be one possible cause of action. So too, assault or battery. It would really depend on precisely what occurred there. And there would, of course, also be some significant obstacles to bringing such a claim, given that many years have passed.
Former Tamworth inmate Keith Kelly has welcomed the possibility of legal redress.
If there was a chance that there was action, can be action taken, I will take it to court, stating that we have been held illegally. Well, who gives the right to put young kids in a jail that's an ex-prisoner war camp? It's an adult jail, colonial jail. They used to hang people there. And the death cell was the punishment cell. Well, who wants to go in a death cell knowing someone's been in there and been hung? Yeah, I'm only a 16-year-old kid. I didn't want that. He said nightmares about it. If it is good news that we can sue, I'll make sure I get all the Tamworth people to do the same.
Former Tamworth inmate Keith Kelly ending that story from Jeff Thompson.